On the phone is Liam McGough, runner-up of Big Brother 2007, who's also one of the judges at Music Means Life. Hello, Liam. How are you doing?
How are you doing, right?
Not too bad. Now, first of all, can I congratulate you on your completion of the London Marathon yesterday?
Thanks very much.
You must be knackered, mate.
Do you know what? I'm not even that bad.
No?
It might kick in tomorrow, but built myself up so much by telling myself that it was going to be the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, even that tough life.
Excellent. Now, what was going through your head when you were actually running out there? What kept you going?
All the time I thought to myself, given be a Jade Goody, last thing your mum and dad wants to see is you flipping slopped across the pavement.
Well, exactly.
After 2 miles or something like that. So I just thought, you know, but then it all of a sudden became easier to jog than it was to walk. My legs are a bit stiff today.
I take it Jade wasn't running this year.
No, she wasn't. I think she gave up the first time she tried it.
How does it feel to know you've helped towards changing people's lives, Liam?
Oh, I've never really looked at it like that. So no? I guess that's a compliment. Thanks very much.
It's all right, mate. Well,
I know that there's been a lot of people available to help me throughout mine. So, you know, because my mum's poorly, and I know how much help people's given us. Nice to be able to give something.
Now, in regards to Music Means Life, what did you actually think about the semi-finalists that you saw?
I'll be honest with you, I do get asked a lot to do, you know, various different charity events and things like that. And you never know what it's going to be like properly. With it being a North East charity, obviously it's close to my heart, so I thought, you know, I'll research it a little bit. And then when I was watching it, my computer bust, so I didn't get to hear any. So anyway, I wasn't sure what the talent was going to be like. And then when I did sit down and got the chance to judge it, I was absolutely blown away. Absolutely brilliant.
Excellent. Well, I mean, I've heard massive things about everyone that's went there. And obviously, not everyone can win, unfortunately. But all the people that were involved were fantastic.
Got me sights on one lass already to win it. Like,
who might that be?
It's the lassie with the green dress. I kind of think of her name.
Oh, right. She's in. I think she might be in the studio with us right now. Possibly. Was it Georgia from?
Embarrassing.
Well, you know, it's always good to have a little bit of a confidence boost. Now, what was it like to actually work with Richard and Judy's daughter?
She's all right.
She's an all right lass, isn't she?
She's got more neck than a herd of giraffe. I says to her, she's like going on calling us Wings of Steel and all that. You're in my area now.
That's it.
Gonna check my side. No, she was loads of fun, like, nice lass.
Now, have you ever been on a judging panel before, Liam? Or is this your first?
I have judged different things. I had to judge best body competition. Oh. And I've done like a couple of judging the lasses.
Yeah.
Too, but nothing really as credible as musicians.
It's always good to know what your outcome reflects on people's lives, I suppose. What your decisions are.
I was worried. I thought you don't want to let people down, because obviously I'm not like your Simon Cowell or some genuinely has worked in the business and stuff like that. I do know a bit about music. I played the piano and sang when I was younger, but I didn't know as much as these guys.
Well, I've got a bit of a confession, Liam. I am a massive Big Brother fan, and I got myself onto Big Brother's Little Brother a few times and stuff like that. But that's not really for here. Anyways, what did you do to get noticed by the production team? Because I've been to Newcastle before, into the St James's Park, done all the antics, and everyone's just told me to get lost. What did you actually do to get noticed?
Well,
Liam?
I'll tell you what. Like, I would say this tip to anybody who wants to try and get on. The key is to be yourself, right?
Right.
Because all the time people are thinking, I've got to be like this most outlandish person ever. I've got to be like a super extrovert.
I've got to dress up as a duck or something.
But at the end of the day, you can't keep up a pretense for 13 weeks. So if you be yourself and people like you, or they're after that specific type of character for that year, then you'll get in. If not, you won't. And I would say get noticed as well, because there's no point in shying out of it. They don't want shy. At the end of the day, you're going to do tasks in front of people, like singing in front of people. They want you to be able to do anything that they throw at you, really. And I was like a bit of a strange choice for a Big Brother. I always had the feeling I would get in, but I'm not specifically like any other ones, like a big, massive character. I'm just like a lad, I think, really.
It kind of still worked, though. I mean, when you were on there, you got to the end just about, you know, and it really worked for you.
Oh, well, I just had a laugh. I say to anybody who cares to listen, I would go back in there tomorrow, definitely.
Definitely. So, I mean, you're not one of these people who's, Big Brother's ruined my life. And
and the mech on how difficult it is. I've knocked my yoke out since I was 15 year old, working climbing trees. to sit on my butt was no difficulty for me whatsoever.
In regards to the people who do go in there and say, for example, like Jade Goody, that it's wrecked them lives, it's actually the person, you know, it's their true character, whatever comes on TV.
She's funny, the thing with people like Jade is she's made such a, like, massive amount of money from selling her life. Doesn't matter how much money she's made, she's never going to be able to buy her personal life back again.
And it's just too involved.
Out of the fact that I didn't want to sell myself to the papers or out like that, you know, I'm happy just to have a laugh and dress up for magazines and that.
Oh, why not?
But at the same time, my parents didn't go on the television, so the world doesn't need to know about them, and you know that.
Keep everything to yourself, that's personalised.
I know, it's called your private life for a reason, isn't it?
Well, thank you very much for talking to Lionheart Radio, Liam. It's been great speaking to you.
I know, and thank you very much. And I will just say before I go that Music Means Life is an absolutely brilliant cause helping the Teenage Cancer Trust. So we've got next Thursday, I'm sure they've told you all about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But make sure everybody comes along because you'll have a brilliant night, I promise you.
I'll make sure of it, mate. Well, thank you very much for talking to us here at Lionheart, and all the best for the future.
No bother.
Cheers,
thank
Liam.
You very much.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.